prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 30 January 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Bring up our guest in a minute. We have a lot of important things to discuss tonight. We're going to discuss what's going on in the southern border, what's coming down with the truckers' convoy, and what I fear could happen, folks, is it's a ripe time, a prime time for another false flag. As I said, for those that went in January 6th, it could be a trap. I said that long before before they went. It could be a trap. Obviously, it was. Folks, what's happening on the border could be a trap. I do not trust Abbott. I think he's a New World Order stooge, and this could be a trap. But nonetheless, we'll get that in just a minute. Don't forget, folks, we're offering right now the books we have on sale. Well, Why No One Wants You Healthy, a very, very important book if you want the truth behind the medical field, including the insurance companies that do not want you well either. Now, it's hard to believe, but the book explains why. It's very important. I promise it is. And the little booklet, The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. Very important book if you want to understand what's happening in the Middle East, why it's a fraud in some ways. This book's available to you, folks, for $8, $10 you can afford it to help pay postage. It's a good little book that you need to have. And also, material I'll be teaching on this coming weekend in Bible study, Lord willing, we're going to discuss why I only use the 1611 KJV. I'm going to prove to you it's the most accurate scripture out there, period, bar none. I'm going to prove it to you this coming Bible study. But it will offer you a 57-page packet on information that I glean a lot of this from. Donation $20, folks, will get it to you. It's 57 pages long. It's a large packet. But it's worth your time for the sake of your soul and your family's soul to know what you're reading and make sure it's accurate. Your soul depends on the Word of God, my friends, because Christ, I am the Word. He's the way, the truth, and life. And the Word dwell among men. If we don't have the right word, if our word's been changed and diluted, it makes us miss the mark. That's what Satan does. He's called the great deceiver. That's available also, like I said. So please, don't hesitate to order those. You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Order those materials. Phones answer 9-4 every day, Monday through Friday. Except holidays, of course. And Lisa will be there on your phone. Take your phone calls. Take your orders. Whatever you want to do. And don't forget, we're going to try to have Bible study again this weekend. Nothing happens. 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We'll be there with prayer requests and praise reports. At 11:30 with our Christian Worldview News. At 1 o'clock with our Bible study on the which scripture do we trust. And of course, nothing happened to the magazine. We're going out to this third year. We're going out a week late this month because I was sick a week before last. You know that. So they'll be going out a week late. But if you want to receive the Minuteman News at no charge, full-color edition online, hard-hitting, hard copy of news at no charge, you will email me at Pastor Butch, pastorbutch@startmail.com. Say, I want the magazine. You'll be added to the list. All we ask you to do is please pass it on to your friends and family if you think it's worthwhile. That's all we ask you to do. We're not asking for any kind of money. Just pass on to your friends and family. And I'll tell you also, folks, the funds are not coming in this month like they hoped they would after last month. We are really going to make some decisions really quickly. If things don't change in the next couple of weeks, I want to make some decisions I don't want to make. But I have no choice. I cannot go off the air and owe people money. I won't do that. That's not a Christian thing to do. So please keep up in mind, if you don't mind, about our situation. If you can help us keep the bills paid, we very much appreciate it. Our guest tonight is Wayne Elliott. He's the one who introduced me to Strauss products. A few years ago, when people that use the Strauss products know what they can do, they actually work. They're not just something that you can put on a shelf and not recommend to your friends. I am blessed in this program to have some very good products available through this ministry. These we share at the office here. We sell them out of the office. The Strauss products, the Superior Mountain Herbs, you can order those from Summer Dre. Of course, C60, you get that from our sponsor on that also. And they're both available, but you call them and get those. This product we offer through the office. But that's not going to be our topic for a little bit. I want to discuss what's happening right now in this country. Right now, what's going on in the southern border? Things are looking a little bit scary there. Folks, the whole world's looking scary. But I'm talking about our own country on the southern border right now. And what's being called for, starting yesterday, as trucks move to the border in Arizona and Texas and California. What's going to happen there? What's going to come down on there? It could it be another trap like J6 was. I told the folks to go to, when you go to J6, be careful. This is going to be a setup. And people that we talked to that were there have said told you the same thing. I've interviewed prisoners that are in jail right now because of this. It's J6 trap. Good men that are in prison for their stand, and probably some women, too, that I don't know about. But these are things you got to be very cautious of. I understand the rallying cry. I understand the purpose, and it's not wrong. We got to be careful. What a prime time to be infiltrated by the federal troops, if you will, the federal officers appointed to do this, to cause dissension, and maybe cause, God forbid, bloodshed on the border. This could happen. It's a prime time for it. In a minute, I'm going to play a clip from you, from another gentleman who does a lot better job than I can, explaining what they see coming. Before we do that, let's go to our guest, Mr. Wayne Elliott. Wayne, are you there?
Yes. How are you, Pastor Butch? Good to be with you.
Well, good to have you, too. And I'm very concerned with what I see coming in this whole world, Wayne. But right now, I'm living in a powder keg called America that literally could be on the verge of a civil war. You see that, don't you?
Well, the world overall is in a heck of a mess. To get back to the border you were talking about, Butch. Now, Canada and the United States have been the friendliest neighbors in the world's history. And for 3 years almost, the border was closed to me. The Buffalo border at Buffalo, New York is just 30 minutes from us here. I love the U.S. It's always been my second home. And for 3 years, we couldn't cross as various peoples, Mexicans and Central Americans and whoever, I guess, was crossing into America's southern border. It was kind of weird. But you think of it this way, 5 million people. Now, first of all, that's a lot of votes, and I think that's what this is all about. Every one of those people likely vote for the Biden administration. But when you think about letting 5 million people into your country really unchecked, you know what it reminded me of? The Cuban boat. I forget what they called it, but 250,000 Cubans. They cleaned out their jails, their mental institutes, and everything else Castro did. and sent them in boats to Miami, Florida. And just like in the movie Scarface, they had under the I-95 overpasses had 8-foot-high frost fences where these folks were first kept and housed in tents and so forth. What they discovered, Butch, was out of the 250,000, there were 25,000 hardened criminals and criminally insane. So that was a nice sprinkling into southern Florida, 25,000 people that probably wouldn't have passed the test if they applied to come in.
That's true.
And so you wonder, out of these 5 million, how many no good nixes among them?
I agree. I totally agree. And what do you know what's coming down, of course, soon with the so-called truck convoy? We'll discuss that in a minute. But what do the Canadians see happening in America? What's the comments from Canada about what's going on in America?
Canadians are funny. They're different. We're more empathetic, and I don't know. I think there's been a growing difference between Canadians and Americans in terms of the type of people we are, and Canada's in just as much debt as America, only we don't have a world to defend. We can't even defend Canada with our Navy. And, you know, I Canada's a different place. Our real estate market went just nuts, just through the roof. It was an anomaly in the world what happened in Canadian real estate. Everybody wants to come here because the welfare system and everything else is so good. They're trying to pass a guaranteed income bill now that you'll get a guaranteed living wage. And who pays for that? The people that are working and paying their taxes. So it's an awful mess, really. And never has corporate, sovereign, or personal debt been higher in the world.
Is there no concern about what could happen in America as far as a civil war? Is that not even a concern for them?
I don't think, to be honest with you, Canadians are paying that much attention, believe it or not.
No, they're like Americans. They're like Americans.
Most
Americans aren't paying attention either.
I'm sorry?
So most Americans aren't paying much attention either.
No, there's a lot of things that aren't being paid attention to these days. There's no doubt about that. But it's frightening to me, all the wars and conflicts that are going on in the world and the money that's being burnt up and the carnage. You know, these places are going to have to be rebuilt, the Ukraine.
Of course.
Gaza. And it's always amazed me, Butch, we're supposed to be so sophisticated, what humans will still do to each other.
Of course. We know what happened to the truckers' convoy a couple of years ago in Canada. We know that Trudeau really gave him a hard slap in the face, put him in prison, and, I mean, really a mess. I know that y'all Supreme Court in Nordessa said he did wrong. He can't do that. It was unconstitutional, I guess, according to y'all's charter.
Yeah.
But is anybody discussing the convoy here in America?
There'd be a lot of Canadians rooting for it, but as you say, they were very harsh on the trucker convoy people, especially the organizers. And you know, these people were doing a legal protest. So that, you know, it's been a few years now since we had freedom of speech in Canada. After it was a long court case, went through our whole court system right up to the Supreme Court. A fellow in Toronto said he begrudged paying the $5 million every year for the gay pride parade in Toronto. And they sued him. And his it wasn't hateful. He didn't mind the parade. He just didn't think taxpayers should pay for it every year. And they sued him, and they won in the lower court, so he appealed it, just confident that freedom of speech is still alive and well. He lost it at the appeals level. And then the article I read, he lost it in the Supreme Court unanimously, who decided that in favor of the gay pride movement, and said that, yes, under you have a constitution. We have a charter of rights and freedoms in Canada. And the judges said, yes, we have free speech in Canada under the charter of rights and freedoms, so long as what you say doesn't offend someone.
Now, that's not freedom of speech at all. That's not freedom of speech at all.
Of course not. You can't talk about religion, but you're going to offend somebody. You can't do it. So your show would have to be off the air, really, because it'd be illegal. You'd be offending someone.
Of course, of course. So Canadians really then are, in some ways, worse off than we are.
We are indeed. We are indeed. We haven't met our NATO obligations in years. Not in ships, not in forces, peoples, and not in money. It's embarrassing, Canada.
Wow.
We milked the cow here till it was dead on the side of the road, and we're still trying to get all the milk out of it.
Well, it's things, same thing happened here. But I do want to play a clip here in a few minutes concerning what's going on here on the southern border. And people, you need to pay attention to what this is saying, because I greatly fear, maybe not in this specific occasion, but this is certainly be a good one for it to happen in. But sometime soon, the atmosphere is right for another false flag. And if this happens, all hell could break loose. If you don't have a copy of Dmitry Duman's Prophecies for America, I have them here. If you want them, send me about $5. I'll send them to you. Pay postage for us. He prophesied a civil war in America. And then all hell breaks loose this nation. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is
another weird thing when it comes to the border. There's only one agency. There's only one federal agency that can hold a person for up to 72 hours without a phone call or anything else, and that's the Immigration Department, the federal immigration at the borders, Customs and Immigration. Well, Immigration has all the power. And they can hold you for 3 days without a phone call. And yet, you know, what happened at that southern border was unbelievable, really.
Oh, yes, it was. Well, I'm going to play a clip now, Wayne. I want you to listen to about what could happen on the border here in the next few days. Now, this is happening as we speak, folks. This convoy is going to move right now. This is gaining ground. Abbott said she's not going back down. Abbott, my friends, don't trust Abbott. Don't trust Abbott. This could be a setup. Just like it was in D.C., even though they were told that to protest peacefully and most of them wanted to, they were infiltrated by BLM and others, and all hell broke loose. Now listen to this clip, please, very carefully. Go ahead, Todd.
We do not warn of false flags to try to predict horrible events. We warn of false flags to try and prevent them. They are the norm for starting massive conflicts. They are based on lies. And so we only hope that the truth will make them futile. Last week, I reported on rumors that Victoria Nuland was planning a false flag attack on a Ukrainian nuclear power plant. There is now talk in Kiev that the real president of Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, has become so desperate for NATO troops to enter Ukraine and continue this U.S. proxy war against Russia that she is willing to murder innocent locals with a radioactive cloud and blame it on Russian forces. After that report, documentary filmmaker Chris Emery, who has spent years researching PATCON, the U.S. intelligence operation to use false flags as a way of criminalizing American patriots, reached out to me with some information that shows how this is standard operating procedure for the black hats in our government.
We had done our first movie premiere in March of that year in Salt Lake City with an attorney that we actually interviewed on the film by the name of Jesse Trinidou. He was approached by a command team leader that was in charge of 10, including himself, basically commandos, to blow up the Browns Ferry nuclear power plant in Athens, Alabama, under the Operation PATCON. And then Jesse went into detail about what PATCON was, which would later morph into the Waco attack and then the Oklahoma City bombing. And then our current present day ramification of that was J6. That nuclear power plant is still standing today because this command leader says no, that violated their rules of engagement that they were taught in their special operations ever since he was, you know, a rookie commando. And he says, we are not killing 27 innocent U.S. civilians, no matter how much money you're paying us. Each of his partners, there were 10 commandos altogether, were given duffel bags full of cash. Each were given $5 million. They left it in the parking lot in the wee hours. He said between 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning, they literally left these duffel bags in the parking lot, in the far end of the parking lot, away from the nuclear power plant and drove away. And they basically told their commanding officer at the Pentagon to F off. We are dealing with people that are of the occult, or in a dark corner of the universe that we can't even imagine. And Newland is in that pack with Merrick Garland and several others, without a doubt. She needs to be brought up on treason and indicted, put on trial and thrown in prison. And the key tossed away.
We also spoke on the subject of what looks to be the beginning of a false flag being set up on the southern border, with World Economic Forum puppet Greg Abbott now calling for a civil war.
What in the world? Why did it take him almost 2.5 years to gear up? I think it's disingenuous what he's doing. These poor ranchers and the private citizens within 50, 60 miles of the border have gotten their land, their homes robbed, their ranches decimated. Trash, human waste, windows broken into, property damage. He could have put the thumbscrew on that a long time ago. Why he chose to do so now is beyond me. They're much more keen. They have the operative radar, on high alert now, and they'll be able to hopefully weed out a lot of these operatives that, whether they know it or not, are being paid by the feds to be the fly in the ointment and get a lot more people in trouble. It's just going to be a reincarnation of J6 all over again.
Expert on false flags and the southern border crisis, Michael Yawn, is also warning people not to fall for the trap.
And we already know that the so-called, I call it OGUS, the occupational government of the United States, we already know that it's out of control. We already know that the only rules that it plays by is anything it can get away with, it will do, right? We already know that. We saw January 6th. We see Americans have to show their ID and get searched and whatnot to get on airplanes. Meanwhile, they got illegals, straight up invaders coming across the border by the thousands every day that can board aircraft without any ID. There are no rules. We are clearly being hunted. And the American citizens, patriots are clearly being hunted. They're looking for any excuse to go to war, and they will do it. Obviously, there's going to be a very serious war. It's clearly coming. Don't walk into their traps. Do not do it. Why would you go to Eagle Pass, which is so baited, when Abbott clearly could close the border if he wanted to? This is clearly a wrestling match. This is clearly a show. That's the Thunderdome. Don't go.
Wow. That's pretty powerful, Wayne. That's just about as clear as you can put it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, I don't know what all to believe these days, but it sure is a serious situation, Pastor Butch.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I don't know that people understand we're all deceived all the time by our so-called benevolent government. We trust them when they've lied to us over and over and over again. They set snares for us. Look what happened to Randy Weaver and other things years ago in Oklahoma. 9/11. We know all that was a man-made device by our own leaders, and maybe some foreigners involved to help bring it about. That to decimate this country, to bring her to her knees every way possible, and they've done a good job of it. And folks, I would love to be able to report live from the southern border what's coming down. If I had the funds, I think I probably would. But I would say this: I feel like I could be walking into a trap. Just like the January 6th people did, walked right into a trap. I don't care who baited it. I don't care who set it up. They were trapped and ensnared, and they're still going after them after all this time. And bringing up charges that are absolutely false lies, and not to mention unconstitutional, but that's just the way it is. So I'm just telling you, whatever your plans are about the southern border, be very cautious. Keep your eyes and ears open. Do not be deceived into doing things that you know it could get you in trouble. Don't do it. I'm not spreading fear porn here, like some people call it. I'm telling you the truth to warn you. If your house is on fire and you're sound asleep, I'm going to try to wake you up. You can call it whatever you want to. If you call fear porn to bang on the door and warn you, then you call fear porn. My job is to warn you, and that's what I'm trying to do tonight. And Wayne, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, really, Pastor Butch, it's a real time for people to be as aware as possible. I tell you, as we all know, stress kills. Stress is a killer.
Yes, it does.
The real lay person's version of how is when we're afraid or we're stressed, our immune cells either fight or they flee. And when we're afraid, most people flee. Now, you know, we went through enough with COVID, Pastor Butch, that everyone, for a multitude of reasons or different reasons, had their share of stress. Couldn't see your family, couldn't see your loved ones, wearing a mask, isolation, lost your job for different periods of time. You're on, you're off, you're on, you're off. In Canada, it was terrible. And so everybody, first of all, they scared the heck out of them with the COVID. So they had everybody where they wanted them, really. And then since then, if you look at all these other things, you know, watching the news and seeing that stuff, Pastor Butch, will stress you, even
yes,
if you don't realize it.
Yes, it does.
All the bad news, the carnage, the human suffering and so forth, the starvation, all the madness and all the trouble in the world to start with, homelessness, and they're blowing billions in bombs back and forth and this fighting. So, but stress, I just want to make it mindful to the folks, to your listeners, that it does kill. And you can be stressed for many reasons. God only knows there are a lot of things today a person could get concerned and stressed about, including your livelihood and your future and all the rest of it, your children and so forth. But just be aware of it, that it's very bad for us. And things like going for a walk, it doesn't have to be a marathon walk, it could be a stroll, going picking in the garden, on your hands and knees, getting some fresh air, some deep breathing in the fresh air, things like this that we know are good for us and support our immune system. There's some great products, too. But the basic things, you know, as they say, some exercise, if it's lousy weather, like where I sit here on the north shore of Lake Erie in Canada, snow and wind and all the rest of it, you know, I say to folks, you can go to the mall or in your apartment building, walk up and down the halls. We're meant to keep moving. And that's a big part of it. You want to keep your bones and muscles strong. When we get older, you know, the worst thing is we can fall, break our hip, then we're immobile. Then oftentimes pneumonia, and that's the end of the road for us. So, you know, we have to be conscious of these things. And that stress and fear is not good, you know. I try and live fearlessly, Pastor Butch, because, I think it's the only way to go. Hiding under the covers, for example, is no kind of life.
No, it isn't.
And Americans, I think, as much as anybody in the world, are very patriotic and behind good causes, certainly behind the country when times of trouble. So we just gotta try and be aware. I'd be afraid. I don't use the stock market myself, Pastor Butch, but
no.
I've been in fear for a few years that the adjustment that I believe is coming.
We have to go to break here, Wayne. Hang on through the break, okay? Folks, by the break, with your phone calls, comments, 844-769-2944. It is going to get ugly, folks, in the very near future. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Hey folks, we are back tonight. We're talking to Wayne Elliott. We're going to discuss in a couple minutes here about this Strauss products, what they just did for him again lately that saved his life just not very long ago at all. But we discussed what's coming on the southern border. Folks, we can get in this all around the world. The world is literally going to war in so many different ways now, and literally going to war. We can discuss that, but I'm not getting it tonight. I just want to share the southern border one more time. I don't know if I'll bring it up again or not. I don't know if he's pointing or not. But I do foresee, unless God intervenes and enough people see the truth, another false flag being instigated on us to scare us back into the box, make us pick up the Chinese-made flag and wave it, saying God bless America, and support our president. And that's what I see happening. I don't know that it's going to happen this time, although if it doesn't, you can better believe it's because God intervened. Because there's never been a time that's been more prime something like this to happen than right now in this country. Now, Wayne, I want you to share it to folks. And by the way, folks, lines are open. If you want to call and share your comments, what we talked about already, do that. 844-769-2944. Now, I'm going to have Wayne tell you a story. I want them to tell you how Strauss saved his life many years ago and how Strauss saved his life again a few months ago. Wayne, tell us about the Strauss products. Very quickly, I got introduced to them and what they did for me.
Well, luckiest day of my life, I've always said, Pastor Butch, luckiest day of my life was the day I found out about the Strauss heart drops. I say that. It's since been proven through recent tests, Butch. It's amazing some of their diagnostic equipment, I'll tell you. Through recent tests, they confirmed that, yes, it was a heart attack half my life ago at age 35. I knew it was. It's the classic sledgehammer in the chest. Down you go. And I couldn't see for I don't know how long. I guess I'll never know. A minute, 30 seconds, 2 minutes. All I saw was white. And when I could see again, there was no pain. I got up and I went 7 years doing nothing. I got all the, during the 7 years, of course, on an increase in basis, I had all the angina symptoms, night sweats, leg cramps, shortness of breath, pinches in the chest. And I developed an irregular heartbeat for 6 of those years, which drove me crazy. I had supraventricular tachycardia. A football player and an athlete, we're the first often to wear our pump out. Our heart is a pump. And they say that to people that play in the down line position for 3 or 4 years or more after high school, pardon me, Pastor Butch, live 10 years less than the average man. And it's our pump, it's our heart that gets us. Irregular heartbeats, quite common as you hit that stage. I've treated lots of former football players with the Strauss cardio support. I love that. That formula, Butch, 30 years ago, helped me in the course of 3 months. It was a tea then. Strauss made teas then, a loose tea. And my best friend and I, another football player who was living with me, who was very sick, we both had arrhythmia. He had a wild heartbeat. I'm sorry, I got a frog in my throat here.
Well, go. If you want to get something to drink, go ahead. We'll wait on you. Get something to drink if you
want
to.
Yeah, like no, that's I don't know what the heck it is. But anyway, both of us had a regular heartbeat. Me in 3 months, Joe in 5 months, and painless. They were going to show all the way back then, this is 20 years ago, when he moved into my house, they were going to, when they got his blood the perfect thickness, they said, and he got it tested 3 times a week, they were going to shock his heart and hopefully shock it into rhythm. Well, I just got the same thing suggested to me. I waited 8 months for the cardiologist appointment. Excuse me. The request was made May the 15th, and my appointment was January 3rd. And he suggested blood thinners, beta blocker, and when the time's right, I guess the blood thickness, they'll paddle shock you dead, stop your heart, and then they'll restart it, shocking it to restart it, and hoping that it's in proper rhythm. And apparently, I read up on it, another football player of mine, he's on these drugs, and he was waiting for this and to be paddle shocked. So I did a little research and read, and it claims to be 90% successful. And so I asked my friend who was waiting for his shock treatment, did you talk to the cardiologist? What's the other 10%? It just didn't work. Some of them died. What happened to the other 10%? He said, I don't know. I didn't ask. I said, how many more airplane flights would you take if 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 crashed?
Good
point. I said, so why wouldn't you find out what happened to the other 10% of the test candidates? I mean, I don't know, Butch. Maybe half of them died. I mean, they're stopping your heart. So anyway, I was scared to death talking to this fellow. I tried to give him the short course on blood cholesterol tests and how they're really meaningless. And in fact, 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol because it isn't floating in their blood to be tested. It's stuck somewhere, oftentimes in our arteries. So that's why that cholesterol myth is that they're giving the pills to the wrong people. The biggest selling drug in the world is the statin drug.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you don't count it in millions, Butch. It's billions and billions.
Absolutely.
Sold worldwide, the most popular one. And so anyway, I couldn't get my head around it. You know, when man was created, he only had the herbs and the plants and the fruits and vegetables that was provided. There was no man-made chemicals. And I just can't get my head around that for myself. And Strauss, of course, was the same and taught me. And so I stuck with after I thought Superman, really. In 3 months, I was just so happy. The arrhythmia was gone. No more angina symptoms. And I've been on the heart drops ever since. Well, just as I say, less than a year ago, last spring, I got COVID for a third time. Then
and
I got
by
this
way,
myocarditis.
By the way, did you take COVID vaccine? Did you take a vaccine?
No, okay. I didn't. I don't take any vaccines personally, but so I did get COVID 3 times, and the third time though it turned into myocarditis, the inflammation of the heart, and that's the toughest health thing I ever been through. That's for darn sure. I broke a lot of bones and everything else. They were nothing compared to that myocarditis, and doctors, it seemed it was so unusual until COVID, myocarditis that is, that doctors were treating it differently. Three of my friends' children from ages 18 to 30, one young lady, two young men, they were a long time, longer than me recovering. They were in intensive care and everything else. I wasn't in the hospital. I'll tell you, I think most people would have gone to the hospital if they were me that week or 10 days, the worst of it. But I knew that I wasn't likely going to do anything they wanted, Butch. I was taking my natural products and vitamins and minerals and oregano and just taking everything, trying to drink enough water. And so, you know, I went to the weight room only with half the weights that I was using previously with a former teammate and a friend of mine in my garage. After 3 months with this myocarditis, I went back in the weight room with them and still there. And I've my arrhythmia, my irregular heartbeats, 95% regular now. And my blood pressure, instead of being incredible like before, 120 over 70, it's between normal and on the high side of normal for someone my age, they would say. So, you know, 100% natural I did. And, you know, I feel as good as I did before I got it. Butch, I did get some damage to my heart. And so it was good to hear all about that. I had a lot of tests. So hear about that from the cardiologist. And I believe it's these same products, Butch, going to get my heart back to strong as it was before.
So again, what you sincerely believe is, again.
Oh, no question. If my heart, see, a year ago, August in Halifax, I had an issue with my lungs one morning, and I went to the local hospital in Halifax, Nova Scotia. They did a bunch of tests, and the doctor, middle-aged doctor that came out, he says, I got to tell you, to start with, Mr. Elliott, we don't see what we've just seen in your heart. I said, what do you mean? He said, you're 68 years old, he said. We never expect to see a heart as strong as yours at your age. And and that, you know, I mean, I was an athlete. I was in shape. I did tons of exercise, that's for sure. But those Strauss heart drops that saved me the first time, and I kept taking them, I'm convinced, Butch, it had not been for having that strong heart, this myocarditis might have been too tough to get through.
I understand that. I do.
I was scared as it was, I got to admit, for that 10 days or so there. That, you know, you can't get your breath, Butch. I'm thinking I'm going to have a stroke.
You can't breathe. That's scary, period. If you can't breathe, yeah. that's scary, period, for whatever the reason.
Yeah. You know, and geez, I was scared, but I stuck to this, and I'm going to. I feel better doing it. I know I can't hurt myself. I know they're safe. I can't even overdose. So all that period, Butch, for those months, I was taking about double what the bottle says for the maximum daily dose. I admit I was doing that because I wanted every edge I could get, and knew I couldn't hurt myself. You know, it'd be like saying you're going to hurt yourself with asparagus or rutabagas or sweet potatoes. You can't hurt yourself. You might be stuffed full and use the bathroom, but you're not going to harm yourself. And so it's the same thing with natural herbs like this. And I did take, I'd say, a good double for a few months there. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't take the pills or have my heart shocked, Butch. Honestly, I just really believe in nature. I believe what the Creator put here. And it just makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense in science, in evolution, how everything is connected, just like in our bodies. Everything connects, it's overall, including mental.
Obviously, we have the common sense to know that we were created by a divine creator, and we know he put together the work that way. We know that. He's the one made all the plans for us to take with. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in.
Mr. Elliott, I'm not trying to belittle you in any way, but you did not have COVID. What you had was you got shut on. That's what happened to you. He realized that.
He's right.
I did have COVID three times, though. I confirmed with the test. My wife had it.
What test?
She had it two or three times. I forget if she had it three times. But that third time it went into next was myocarditis. Before I was better from the COVID, I had this inflammation of the heart. And I could have got that from shedding, I believe, because I didn't get the vaccination. And what we were hearing was people that got vaccinated were pretty much the ones getting this myocarditis. But I got it all right.
Well, you know, I will tell you this, that the test that they do, now this is from the CDC and WHO, the tests have been proven to be 96% inaccurate. Matter of fact, the CDC told them to quit using them, but they still do.
Kerry Mullis invented the test, and he said Fauci was a fraud for putting this stuff out back in the AIDS campaign. Kerry Mullis conveniently died right before the COVID thing broke out.
I have great angst against Dr. Fauci, a tremendous angst against him. It was killing me to watch his nonsense through COVID. And I just, he didn't answer for some important questions.
He hasn't yet.
But
he,
you know what's crazy,
yet,
too, fellas? I'll tell you. I had all kinds of people I knew was being tested daily at their jobs, you know, the swab in the nose. So I did some research on that. Of course, everything's made cheapest in China. So all these swabs, these test swabs made in China, and the chemicals on the liquid that you use on the test swabs to put up into your nose, way up into your nose, have very carcinogenic. They're very carcinogenic, these chemicals. So cancer causing.
They got spikes.
And I'm thinking these people are having this done every time they go into work every day.
That's part of the plan. That was part of the plan.
Can I say one more thing that's off topic? But it,
oh, yeah,
it
sure. Go
to
ahead,
your
Tom.
First
yeah, go
30
ahead.
Minutes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. There's a guy that you used to know. We all used to know. His name's Dr. Deagle. He said that Trump's Masonic name was Apollyon Rising. And he said that Trump could either be the Savior or the Antichrist. I didn't believe a lot of what Dr. Deagle said, but he was interesting to listen to. But listen to this. Revelation 9-11. They talk about the scorpions that come out of the earth and have the ability to sting men for a certain amount of time.
Right.
The leader of that gang of demons is called Apollyon.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's strange to me that Deagle put that together like that. And I don't think he put it together like that, because I talked to him about it one time. He said, wow. Something's happening. We are literally being taken down, and I think we're watching what Dmitry Duterman said was going to happen to us. Where's
Wars
the
coming.
Menu at now?
You're very right on, Tom. And he was talking about, we talked about the last half hour and what could happen with the coming of this country, Wayne. And what
do you know what is, it's a common word in Canada. I've seen it on TV advertisements. And I don't know what the heck they mean. But this reset, one world nonsense, they're saying up here you won't own anything, but you'll be happy.
Uh-huh,
well, hang on
uh-huh.
a minute now. My family owns this house I live in. It's paid for. What do you mean I don't own it anymore? You know, so I don't know what they got planned, but it sounds pretty crazy to me.
Yes, it does.
And apparently, I don't know about the communist countries, but every democratic country, I've been told this, is the same as what happened in Cyprus. It's got to be 7-8 years ago now, when one night the government had the banks clean out people's bank accounts. I think they left $140,000. If someone had more than that, they took everything over $140,000. And I'm told that that Canada and U.S., the same thing. If the government needed our money, they can take it. So I don't know. Our government here has spent like your government, only we really are... Our Navy is embarrassing. We don't have a Navy anymore, really. We recycled a lot of it. And there really is. We can't meet our NATO duties for years now, our responsibilities. We're a big country, same size as yours in landmass, with 10% of the people. And you guys defend the free world, America does, building ships nonstop. We got jets that are almost as old as me in the Canadian Air Force. And they keep talking about it, but they don't dedicate the money to it. So, you know, we're lucky we got America as neighbors, but we're worse off than America, in my opinion. Even though we all owe about dollar for dollar per capita, you guys kept more of your own stuff. Canada sold off much resources or mortgaged them. We used to be the richest country in the world with zero debt in 1968.
Uh-huh.
And then our current leader's father took over, and he spent her, and they're still spending it. Excuse me, and social programs and so forth here. I know social programs cost a lot in America. And the day that the United States ever, I was praying that Hillary Clinton wouldn't get her way years ago and have socialized medicine like in Canada. I just told you, Pastor Butch, I waited 8 months for an appointment to see a specialist.
Right, exactly.
8 months. You can die easy in those 8 months.
Well, obviously they've taken you all down along with us. And us also. Anything else, Tom? I guess Tom's gone. I see if Tom was still there. Folks, phone's open. If you want to call, 844-769-2944. If you want to order the Strauss products, I take the heart drops, the helper. I can't remember. What's a heart helper called?
The cardio support.
I take that. I take the prostate. I take the bladder. And I do this every day. Every day, every morning.
But you know, that bladder is an underrated product. It's incredible. My mom suffered the same as me, getting up through the night 4, 5, some nights 6 times when you're supposed to be sleeping. Now, through those years, I was fortunate. I'd go right back to sleep. However, it probably interrupted my REM sleep once or twice, sleep. And my mother, my poor mother, she didn't get back to sleep so easy. So her biggest problem with this getting up through the night to urinate was she was exhausted, completely exhausted from not sleeping. And when she took her and I both did it together. My mom's gone now, but thank goodness she got relief from that and got to sleep. And you know, myself, Butch, and I hydrate in the evening. That's when I drink the most water and even a cup of tea or two. And I get up once through the night like religion, once. And which is a far cry from 3, 4, and 5
absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely.
So the big thing in the kidney formula, the bladder formula, and the prostate for man formula, I think the biggest secret ingredient there, it's not a secret, is nature's strongest antibiotic herb, the golden seal root that they gave Jesus, apparently, according to the Bible. Golden seal, it's the strongest antibiotic herb that we have. And that is in all three of those formulas. So why it's there, Butch, is it's the best help we have to kill bacteria, which is so often the culprit in those organs, bladder, kidneys, and prostate. And it's the cause of a lot of high blood pressure, Pastor Butch, is kidney bacteria.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's either heart or your kidneys. That's right. I agree.
So it's a, these are wonderful formulas that help you in more ways than one. And I want to say this about those three formulas now, Butch. It's usual for you to get relief from symptoms, to, in other words, to notice improvements in a few days or certainly by 1 week taking these products. I always, always encourage folks to please finish the bottle. Finish the bottle, do the job right, and then don't take it again for another whatever year or two if you want to clean out again, cleanse, and help get rid of bacteria and so forth. It grows back quickly in those parts of our body, too, specifically those three parts of our body. And they're also historically medically famous for being difficult to receive help, to receive medication, to receive for whatever reason. But so the results we've had with these three products are incredible, and your satisfaction's guaranteed 100%. You don't need a reason or why you're unsatisfied. If you're unsatisfied, you just get your money back, period. I love that about the Strauss family.
You can't beat that. That's a fact. Can't beat that. And folks, if you want to call, like I said, you better hurry. You're running out of time so quickly. 844-769-2944. Maybe some of y'all have been hearing what's going on the southern border more than I have. Maybe you live on the southern border. I know I have lots of listeners in Texas. If you want to call and share something, please do so. Do you see something coming that could be very dangerous, like a false flag? It's open for that. I know we just discussed Strauss products because I wouldn't feel right having Wayne on without having to tell you what they've done for him. And I have listeners who use them every day also that could tell their own stories, what they've done for them. And, Wayne, we're going around time here before you know it. Down the last couple of minutes, anything else you want to say?
Well, I just recall when you and I met over the telephone, Pastor Butch, I can tell your listeners you're very thorough because you tried some of the Strauss products yourself for, it was at least 6 months before
yes.
you were convinced and decided to offer them to from your ministry. So
yes.
you were very thorough, and I know that you're very serious about helping people like I am, and always my pleasure to be with you, Pastor Butch.
Well, it's good that you're still there, Wayne, and I'm so thankful. God bless you with good health again. Just do be careful. Keep me posted. If anything we need to know, you let us know. If anything comes up that we need to know about, okay?
Same thing with you, my friend.
All right. I'll talk to you down the road somewhere. God bless. That's the best we can do. We covered a lot of topics there. I realize that. And I'm very, very serious about what could happen on the southern border. I'm very serious. I'm not the only one with the opinion that Abbott is a fraud. People that know him personally would say Abbott's a fraud. Be very careful if you're on the border. It might be there for good reason. They were J6 also. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.